Last year, our church formed a pastor search committee to look for a Chinese-speaking pastor to take the place of Pastor Anton since he retired. And the church spared no expense, left no rock overturned, and went throughout the whole world to find a pastor. And we found him in Chandler, Arizona. I mean, we really went far. But we are grateful that Pastor Michael Lin and his wife, Situ, are here to be a part of the staff of Northwest Chinese Baptist Church. And I told them great things about how you respected the pastors, how you loved them and treated them well. So hopefully you will with him this time. But anyways, Pastor Michael, come on up and share God's message.
All right. Thank you. Good morning. Let's start with a word of prayer before today's sermon messages. Let's bow our head. Heavenly Father, we thank you for this wonderful, precious time that we can get together in front of you. May your Holy Spirit open our ears to hear your word and to know your voice. Speak to our hearts and strengthen our faith so that we may serve you today and always. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Before we start the preaching, could you move on to the next page? Let me read this passage to you. Today's sermon message is from Isaiah chapter 43, verse 15 to 19. I am the Lord, your Holy One, Israel's Creator, your King. This is what the Lord says. He who made a way through the sea, a path through the mighty waters, who drew out the chariots and horses, the army and the reinforcements together, and did they there, never to rise again, extinguished, snuffed out like a wick. Forget the former things, do not dwell on the past. See, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not perceive it? I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. Today is a special day. It's a special day in my life journey that I've become a full-time pastor. And the most special about that is Suti and I are joining this big family of Northwest Chinese Baptist Church. It really marks a milestone in our life. Now, over the last few weeks, friends in the church, brothers and sisters asked me, Pastor Michael, do you have any plan? What's your vision for your new church? Well, my answer to them was a little bit disappointed to them, because I told them, well, first of all, we are joining this big family, right? There are a lot of brothers and sisters we need to get to know first. That's the first thing we need to do. Second, I shall not have my own vision. If I have any burden, any vision, that should come from God. But God, what God has revealed to us is to know everybody, to blend into this family, so that we can serve, work together for the sake of Jesus Christ. Now, some of you may be thinking that, or may have thought about, the Lord has not done anything in my life for a long time. I must be forgotten a long time ago, because nothing has happened in my life in the past few years, in the past 10 years. And it seems to me that all my prayers, none of my prayers was answered the way I wanted. No, I'm telling you, God has not forgotten you. God has not forgotten any one of us. The problem is that we have not experienced the presence of God. the wonder of God. It's because we have not fixed our eyes, pay our attention to Jesus Christ. And that's exactly what the problem was for those the people in Babylon, or the Israelites. If you read the verse, this passage, verse 15 to 17, the Lord told the people, His people, look what I have done in the past. I'm the creator. I'm the creator of the universe. I'm the creator of you guys, you, us. And look at what I have done to bring all this, the Israelites from Egypt out of slavery. That was done many, many years ago. And look, if you read the verse 19, the Lord has told the people, see, I am doing a new thing now. I am currently doing a new thing. Have you not seen it? Are you not paying attention to it? Because I'm going to make a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. So our God has revealed to the Israelites what has happened in the future and what He's doing now and the future. What He has done in the past and what He's going to do now, today, currently, and in the future. But what happened to the Israelites? If you read the Proverbs 29, you will know that. Oh no, sorry, not the in the Psalm, chapter 137, you will know that. By the rivers of Babylon, we sat and wept when we remembered Zion. Imagine that situation. A group of lost people sat down to the riverbank of Babylon. They cried. They wept. All they think about is all the past glory. But God now revealed to them, think about what I have done, what He has done in the past. And He's going to do something wonderful, amazing in the future. In fact, that amazing new work is starting now. And that's what this passage is about. God wants the Israelites. Come on, shape up your heart. Change your heart. Transform your heart. Don't be saddened. You have God be with you. You have the Lord Jesus Christ with you. And we can be transformed. We can be changed. We have the new hope. We have the hope of the new things that which is not happening in the future, but it's happening right now. And this morning I walk into the church. I greet to a sister who is having a cancer. In fact, I heard about this news last year. Suti and I were very concerned, very burdened about her situation. She is a very faithful sister who has devoted herself to serve God. But now she is having this illness, which is very difficult to treat. And this morning, I approached her, say, how are you doing? And she said to me, well, thank you, Pastor Michael. It's all done. I said, what do you mean it's all done? I mean, are you giving up? No. She said, no, all the medical treatments have completed recently, and I feel good, and I'm waiting for next treatment. I look forward to God's healing. Amen. I think that in that moment, I know God is doing a new thing among us. Now, question is, how are we going to prepare ourselves? How are we going to prepare ourselves, prepare our hearts to witness the wonders of God? Are we going to be like Israelites, sitting at riverbank, maybe the Tempe Town Lake, and pondering about, wow, what I have done in the past? And be pitied about where I am. Or move our attention to the cross. Move our attention to our Lord Jesus Christ. And you can be different. And we will be different. Now, here's a four things that I have prepared. If this works. Okay, I guess I need a new controller first. Could you move to the next page, please? Alright, so first thing, we need to dare to dream. Dare to take risk. Dare to trust. Dare to believe. And the last one, dare to do even greater things. Okay, next page. I resigned from my job. I finished my high-tech career about a month ago. 2 weeks ago, my former boss sent me an email. And she said, "Hey, Michael, here's a document. Here's a project plan. I want you to take a look. And let me know what you think about this. And let me know your opinions about this project plan. I look at it. Wow, I think I can make some extra income here by charging them at least $300 an hour." No, I didn't do that. At the same time, in the same week, two of my team members, my former team members, one sent me a text, and he said to me, "Michael, I wish you were here. I would know how I solve this big, challenging technical problems." I didn't really respond. Well, I responded, I pointed him to someone else to help for the help. And then another member sent me an email, and she said, "Michael, before you left, you laid out this 6 months of plan. I just want to tell you this is where we are, and we are pretty much on track." And look at all these emails and text messages. I kind of telling myself there's a piece of kind of thought went through my head. Wow. I think I did well. Did I quit too early? I did think about that. But immediately, Lord's word, voice came to my head. "For those put their hands on the plow and look back, you don't deserve to serve in the kingdom of God," right? So I thought about that. Then I immediately on my knees repent my own pride. Really, the pride is really between me and the Lord. So I'm telling myself, forget the past glories. Forget for what I have done in the past. God has laid a path for us, for me and Sutin. This is the time that we need to move forward. So this is what I suggest put in my presentation. Why is do not dwell on the past? And that's exactly what the Lord told the Israelites. Come out of your comfort zone. Come out of your own sadness. Come out of your past, glory past. I am doing new things for you. Look, if you keep remind yourself of the past, you will not be able to witness the wonder of God. And second, pour the new wine in the new wineskin. I think that I'm sure you have heard that parable, and I think I'm sure Pastor Terry must have explained that to you. So over this past few weeks, I pretty much rested at home. So I started picking up my cooking skills, which I have not done for years. And start getting lazy, right? I make one dish, and then put it in the plate, and let me pour more oil in there, make a second dish. And what happened to the second dish? Yeah, the taste is pretty much ruined from the previous dish, right? Because of my laziness. So I learned, I need to wash the pan before I really make a second dish. And that's exactly what, in my opinion, in today's in interpretation, we need to clean up ourselves first. We need to prepare our hearts. We need to change our hearts so that we may be able to see the wonder of God, to experience His presence. Next. In Acts chapter 2, 17 to 18, it says, in the past days, God says, I will pour out my spirit on all people. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. Your young men will see visions. Your old men will dream dreams. Even on my servants, both men and women, I will pour out my spirit in those days, and they will prophesy. Many people said, well, in today's world, the Christians will not be able to prophesy. That was in the old days. People may say, well, all these miraculous signs only happened in the early days, in early churches. No, God says, you and I, whether you are young, my age, or much older, we can prophesy. We can see vision, and we will dream big dreams for our Lord. Question is, are you willing? Are we willing to take risk? Isaiah 43:19 says, see, I am doing a new thing. Now it springs up. Do you not see it? Are you not seeing it? Lord says, I am making a way in the wilderness and streams in the wasteland. God's new work is to reveal His divine nature. A lot of times, we keep telling ourselves, especially our Christians, we say, we need to proclaim the gospel. And we interpret that as, we need to tell what Bible says. Yes, we need to understand the word of God so we can proclaim the gospel. We can tell other people what God's words are. But in fact, the proclaimed gospel, the gospel is the power of God, right? So really to proclaim, to spread the gospel is to spread the power of God. Unless you and I, we experience the power of God, how can we effectively spread the gospel, the power of God? Unless we have experienced the presence of God, and we have experienced the wonder of God, how can we be so courageously proclaim the gospel and not be so ashamed about the gospel? How do we experience the wonder of God? Basically, the first thing is I have to trust God. I have to trust that He is here and He is with me and He will do His wonders through me, in me. And second, when the Holy Spirit comes upon you and me, He will tell us what to do. He will put the burden in you and me, in our hearts. Here comes a challenge. Are you going to tell yourself, no, I'm not ready right now? Or, give me a few months, give me a few years. After I make the first $1 million, I may be able to serve you. Yes, I did have that thought before. A lot of times we said, you have to count the cost, right? You have to count the cost. So we translate that as, I have to prepare myself financially. I have to be financially ready before I can serve God. No. God says, answer my calling. Think about all the stories in the Bible. You know Mary, right? The Jesus' mother. When the angel Gabriel came to her, that you will, the Holy Spirit will conceive you, and you will deliver a son, the Holy One, the Most Holy One. And if we were Mary, what would we say to the angel? We say, hold on. Well, I'm not sure, right? I think most of us will hesitate to accept that offer. And most of us will hesitate to even respond to it. You may run away from it. Now, look at what Mary did. Lord, I'm your servant. May your will be done upon me. May your will fulfill in me. And we all know the story of Peter walking on the water, right? When he said to Jesus, if it's you, Lord, let me walk on the water and come towards you. Jesus said to him, come! Come! You know, Peter was in the boat in the rough water, right? If it were me, I probably would ask Jesus, could you calm the water before I can come out? No. Peter just jumped off the boat, and walked on the water. Both Mary and Peter answered the calling from God because they trust God. But today, if Christ calls you for his cause, are you willing to follow him? Before you answer that question, before we can answer that question, I think the first question we need to answer, do we even trust God? Do we even trust God? Next page. So next one is dare to trust. First Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 24 says, the one who calls you is faithful and he will do it. The one who calls you is faithful, he will do it. Very simply, all we have to do, fix our eyes on Christ. Let me share a story with you. About in 2011, that's 6 years ago? Yeah. So one evening, Pastor Jeff Lee and I had a fellowship at the Dunkin' Donuts. So we ordered a cup of coffee and a donut. I think it was on Wednesday or Tuesday, I forgot. It was free, so that's why we went there. They just started the business, right? So we took advantage of that free offer. We went there, we sat down, and Pastor Jeff asked me, Michael, have you experienced the revival of the church? I said, yeah. That time I was with the Greater Phoenix Chinese Christian Church. I've seen church go from 200 to 400. From 500 to 1,000. Yeah, I've experienced. He said, no. Have you experienced a dying church? Got completely revived. I said, well, tell me more. He told me the church he was with, the Chinese congregation, was dying. He said to me, why don't you come with me? Join us. And we let us experience the wonder of God. So I discussed with the Sioux team. I said, you know what? We're going to leave all the glories of ministry that we have done at Greater Phoenix Chinese Christian Church and move on to a church that looks like it's dying. And Sioux team cried for 6 months. It was hard for me to give up all the ministry that I have worked on for almost 15 years over there. Yeah. But we decided, you know, if this is God's calling, we shall respond to it. So we wrote a letter, I explained to the church leaders at the Greater Phoenix Chinese Christian Church. Well, they blessed us, so we move on to First Chinese. And yes, it was like only a few rows, probably 3 rows of the pews filled with people. That was about it. Back in 6 years ago. And a few months later, there was a kind of calling came upon both of us. It said, you know, really, our heart was in the ASU Chinese Student Fellowship Ministry. So I just joined the church leadership meeting. So, you know, here's our calling, here's our passion. We were thinking about starting that. We used to do that on the east side of the ASU campus, but the ASU campus was so big. It's so big. So we said, you know, let's start on the west side as well. The church deacons told us, you know, Michael, you know, we've never done that before. I'm not sure whether this will be a successful ministry if our church is so far away from the campus. But we bless you. Just tell us what you need. And the next 3 months, we didn't start right away. So both the Suti and I, we prayed about it for 3 months. During the 3 months, the church leaders, the deacons, keep sending me email. Michael, what's your plan? What's your budget look like? What's your next step? Tell us, share with us. I said, well, all I can share with you is we're still waiting, we're still praying. 3 months later, God opened the door for us. Start with one student couple. And later we grew to, we reached out to 150 students. And now, just not very, you know, last few months ago, last December, we have had about 25 to 30 students meeting every Friday afternoon, regularly. This is now, and then, I know you probably remember the story about the church revival, right? At the First Chinese Baptist Church. I'm talking about on the Chinese side. When we joined the church, it was about 30-some people. Now, every Sunday, they have about 70 to 80. Today, I look back, I'm very thankful that God gave us this opportunity to witness His wonders, His wonderful work. We're very thankful that we can participate in this ministry. So if we go to the next page. Dare to do even greater things. In the Gospel of John, chapter 14, Jesus told His disciples, you are going to do even greater things. Now, I remember in the Bible study, some brothers and sisters dispute on this one. Say, this is impossible. We are all sinners. And Jesus is the Lord, is a God, Almighty God. How can we do anything above and beyond what He has done? That's correct. But what Jesus meant was, if we jointly, if we united in Christ, we can achieve above and beyond what Jesus has achieved on the earth. That's exactly what we need to do. Obey God's calling. If God is putting the burden on you, in your heart today, don't reject it. Be obedient to God's calling. Second, that's partnership. That's partnership in the gospel. Last one, I'm going to share with a story. You know Apostle Paul's story, right? In his second mission trip to the Minor Asia areas, he sees a vision in his dream. A person spoke to him, telling him that he needs to go to Macedonia. He needs to preach the gospel to the people over there. He woke up, he changed his plan. He followed the direction. He started the church in the Philippi area. All this, he started other churches, and the gospel was proclaimed through the Minor Asia to Europe, later to America, North America, and later to the Asias. And that's where we are here. And just because of Apostle Paul's obedience to God, obedient to God's calling, and because of his partnership in the gospel, so that God's, the Jesus' last command to his disciples, it's fulfilled. It's being fulfilled right now. And today, you and I are carrying that torch going forward. I don't know what God is telling you today. I don't know what God is speaking to your heart today. But if God is putting a burden in your heart today, respond to it. Be obedient to it. As a pastor of this church, although I'm the only Chinese-speaking pastor, I'm sure Pastor Terry will agree. Our job here, part of our job, is to help you. To help you get closer to God. One, that's one. Second, our job is to help you answer God's calling. May God's wonder fulfill in you, through you, for His nation, for His kingdom. Amen? Let's remember that. So don't forget what God is telling you today. Right? Write down what God's speaking to you right now. You can discuss with Pastor Terry. Lord is speaking this to me, and I have a burden. Of course, we're going to ask you, pray about it. Pray about it. If the burdens get stronger and stronger, I'm sure we can partner in the gospel for kingdom's sake. Let's bow our head. Lord, we thank you for giving this opportunity. May your Holy Spirit speak to every one of us here. Lord, give us the courage. Give us the strength. Give us the faith in you so that we can dream for you. We can take risk, respond to your calling. We can put our faith, full faith in you, trust in you always, so that we can partner together in the gospel to fulfill your great commission, be your great testimony. Lord, help us. Bless us. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. At this time, I would like to ask all of you here, if you have not professed your faith in the Lord Jesus Christ, here's the opportunity. This is the opportunity you can take the frog. This is the opportunity you're going to say, I dare to trust. I dare to dream. Because I want to have a dream, a bigger dream for my future. And our Lord Jesus Christ is with you right now. Do you have anybody that you have not accepted Christ in the past? You said, I'm interested. I am willing. Anyone? I'm sure God's speaking to you today. If you cannot profess your faith right now, after the service, you are welcome to come to me or come to Pastor Terry. We're here for you because today, you and I and everybody in this room, we are making a big decision. We're going to trust God. We're going to submit ourselves to the Lord Jesus Christ. We are going to put our faith, let the Lord Jesus Christ take control of our life until we see Him again. Amen?